Senator Wong, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Brad and Dan. How are you?
Great, Senator. How are you this fine Friday?
Well, I'm a little bit pumped up, and after listening to you guys this morning, I'm even more pumped up.
Well, and Senator Wong is in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. And, Senator, who would have thought that United States Senator John McCain would insert himself into this casino debate in Connecticut?
I can't believe it.
Well, I can, because it is a critical issue, and it has significant impact in how we govern policies of off-tribal land casino gambling. But you know what I found interesting, just as you mentioned minutes earlier, we have two U.S. senators in the state of Connecticut who's addressing everything else but what's going on in Connecticut.
Thank you.
You got Senator Murphy, who's going to address the Iowa Business Council and talking about Iowa. You've got Senator Blumenthal talking about anything about Trump. And I've heard nothing about their opinions about gambling expansion in our state. We have to take a Arizona senator to address this issue. And I think he addressed it in a very, very powerful way. What this letter says, in essence, is in the past months, the previous administration, the Obama administration, had given technical guidance to the two casinos as they looked to expand beyond their own tribal lands and to evaluate the complexity of the compact of how we can address this issue in a constitutional concern. And they were parading the guidance in public hearing and saying the Bureau of Indian Affairs has given us guidance and we're looking to be encouraged about it. But what this letter in essence said from Senator McCain was that with the new administration and a new philosophy, that guidance is no longer valid and that this is a brand new ball game, and it seems very unlikely that they would be supportive of any possible expansion outside of tribal land. That is a real damper in what the two tribes are looking to do in building a casino in East Windsor. And it is a very powerful statement of saying, you know, the administration, as well as the current state of Bureau of Indian Affairs, is not looking too kindly on this. And you sandwich that in with our current Attorney General Jepson's previous opinion of saying it is a suspect consideration because of equal protection and equal access on a constitutionality basis. So the reality is expansion beyond tribal land and giving an agreement to build East Windsor is seriously under pressure.
So, Senator, are you saying in the statement you're making on our program this morning that the East Windsor situation could be dead?
Look, we're talking politics here. Nothing is ever dead till the last pitch is in. But the reality is, we in state government have to do what is right and what is in the long-term proper legislative interest. We're making policy. And if we're not following guidance from the federal government as well as from the attorney general, because we need, quote, more revenue, and that gambling expansion is a good idea and people need the money, what I'm saying more than anything else is we have a responsibility to implement proper policy, Brad. And that's the problem, is all of this time we're not looking at the possible policy implications. Bottom line, in my opinion, I don't think the state of Connecticut should be in the business of enabling and perpetuating gambling throughout our state.
Senator, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. If, in fact, the legislature decides not to expand the casino process beyond tribal areas, does that open the door for a private entity like MGM to come into the state, particularly in your neck of the woods?
Well, we have another bill. There are multiple bills. The other bill is the possible consideration of opening up expansion of gambling to a a bidding process to a vetting process. And that does open it up. And for me, policy-wise, that is something we are going to consider and evaluate. But in regards to giving an exclusivity in some ways to the two tribes, I'm extremely concerned about the constitutionality of it. But the second question is, we then have to address the impact, the societal impact that we talked about many a times on your show, but it seems to be falling on deaf ears in the General Assembly, where they are ignoring virtually 16 members of the Coalition for No Gambling Expansion, from the Catholic Church to the Episcopals and the Methodists, to community groups, that says we have seen the tragedies, we have seen the devastation of gambling addiction, and we don't want that to expand anywhere in this state.
Could you be open to a casino in Fairfield County?
No, for me, I don't think we should have casino expansion anywhere in this state. That being said, I think that the reality is we are a state in desperate fiscal straits, and it is very alluring, as we are in the Capitol talking about trying to find money to fund these critical programs we have in our state. It's a conversation that is going to happen, but for me, that conversation has to always account for the devastating impact, the societal impact of gambling, addiction. I've seen it, I've felt it, and the reality is we're not talking about it. We're not talking about it enough. We're looking at putting money ahead of the betterment of what our communities are, what the quality of life, but most importantly, the tragedies that gambling addiction inflicts on our community and people's lives. We're not talking about that. And, you know, when Quinnipiac poll says over 70% of people in our state says they don't want gambling expansion.
That's right.
When Atlantic City is an example of the breakdown of communities and our economy, people never want to talk about Atlantic City.
No.
We need to talk about it.
Senator, thank you so much for being with us. Always great to chat with you. This is a big, big problem. And we're just going to continue to bring it to the public. And we know how they feel, and we feel the same way. Thank you very, very much for being with us this morning.
It's always a pleasure, and thank you for the honor.
Thanks, Senator.